Liv the Web Girl's got a boyfriend, and his name, we call him Jewel Daddy. He's even got his own little theme song.
Babe for me, Daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah, your jewel. Yeah, jewel.
Rob the vape store, tell them give me a jewel.
Yeah, that dude likes to vape. Not good for you, but all good. So that being said, Liv gets all excited when she just hears that name and that song. He's out of town. Where is Jewel Daddy at?
Jewel Daddy is in a work conference in Las Vegas.
Ooh, Sin City.
Sin City. I was bummed you couldn't go with him.
I know. I've never been to Las Vegas.
You've never been to Vegas?
No, I never have. And none of my close friends are even close to getting married, so there's no like bachelorette parties. But they're supposed to be going back in October. And a lot of his coworkers are bringing their wives and girlfriends. So maybe that time.
That's a good time to go, too, because it gets chilly here and it's nice and warm there. Vegas is awesome. I feel like I'm there all the time. I've been there like 3 times in the last few months.
I've never actually been to Vegas. I've flown through Vegas, but I've never actually got to have time to hang
You've
out there.
You've never been to Vegas?
Never been to Sin
That's
City.
That's shocking.
No, I mean, like, I'm glad, though, because I'm a gambler. That would be like, if I went to Vegas, I think that's one of the, they have so many attractions there. I think I would want to go to a casino and gamble. But I mean, they have all kinds of like Sin City stuff, things you shouldn't be doing in Sin.
But there's
you know?
So much to do. I work there a lot. Like I'll do some TV stuff. But I went. I saw Aerosmith. I met like I didn't meet, but it was
you were like dancing with Steven
Tyler.
Tyler
literally sang to me because they have all their residencies out there. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend it, you guys. It's cheap. You can get really reasonable tickets to fly out there too.
Dope. All right. Yeah. Well, then we'll have to go. You can give us a little tour. But you have a situation though going on with your boyfriend Jewel Daddy in Vegas for the conference, and what is it?
Okay, so today is the last day of the conference, so they don't fly back until like later afternoon tomorrow, so they'll probably go out tonight.
They're free,
yes. And a lot of his coworkers are like young guys, like around his age, and I told him like right off the bat, like, hey, no strip clubs. Like, absolutely not. You're not going to any strip clubs or anything like that. And
how did you say it? Were you like, I would prefer if you didn't? Or were you just like, you're not going?
I was just like, haha, like, no strip clubs. And he was like, wait, what?
But and you're like, I'm serious.
Yeah, I was like, no strip clubs. And he thinks that's, like, weird that I'm, like, demanding no strip clubs. And, like, all of his friends think that's so bizarre, too, and are like, who are you to say, like, what he can and cannot do?
But
it sounds really
girlfriends?
Controlling to me.
No, they do not have girlfriends.
They're single dudes. Okay.
That just sounds controlling, though. Like, what harm comes out of a guy or a girl? Because Mackenzie, not that you've been in one, but don't they have dude strip clubs, too, like, where dudes are dancing?
Yeah.
Okay, like, ladies can see stuff. Like,
but you say what harm. I want to ask what good comes.
Exactly.
Fun with friends, employing mom.
No, within a relationship when the other one goes.
Employing working women, giving them some money.
But we're not talking about me here going to a male strip club. All we are talking about is my boyfriend going to a strip club in Vegas. And it's not even like it's for like a bachelor party or anything like that. Like, it's just a bunch of guys there for a conference. Like, I just don't see the need to go to a strip club.
Here's
and
the
one,
thing.
Waste the money. I'd rather he'd gamble it.
And in Vegas, it's like the creme de la creme of like hot lady dancers. Cause I mean, it's Vegas, right?
Okay.
That's where
right.
like the showgirls are. It's not like a little town in
right.
Podunk, whatever. I mean, it's like, you know, I would assume the best of the best.
It's like the Kentucky Derby for strippers.
So wait. But are you saying this is disrespectful? I don't understand. Like, what is the problem? This is disrespectful to your relationship?
I think if she asked him not to go, why then he should respect it and say okay.
I just think, like, what is the point when you're in a relationship with someone to go there? I think it's almost kind of disrespectful to the relationship and kind of to me to have, like, another girl in your face, topless, like, dancing in front of you. Like, what's the point?
Oh, my gosh. Fun, excitement, employment. 833-563-2539. I just totally see, like, the opposite side. I don't think it's really ruining a relationship. Same thing in other shoe on the foot. If my wife, Lindsay, went with her girls to go anywhere, Vegas or some other place, and what is it? It's Thunder from Down Under, those guys?
It's not the same.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not the same.
Yes, it is.
Dancing on a stage far away from you in an auditorium, maybe in a Speedo, is so different than topless girls giving you a lap dance and
not,
putting their boobs in your face.
It's the same thing.
That
is
so
being
different.
You're both being hypocritical here.
That is different.
All right, then call in. Somebody call in and tell me that I'm wrong. Or please tell Liv and Mackenzie that they're wrong.
I just don't get. I just think it's kind of lowbrow. I feel like you have to pay to see boobs when he has a beautiful girlfriend who is like obsessed with him at home. Like I don't know. I get it.
833-563-2539. We'll see what everybody thinks, okay? If I'm wrong, I won't admit it, but we'll find out next. Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Delving into the treasure trove that is our stripper music here.
Yes.
On the show. And this is a jam. Also a middle school dance I remember dancing
Magic
to.
Magic Mike.
Live the Web Girl's boyfriend, Jewel Daddy's in Vegas for a work conference, and there's talk from some of the guys about maybe going to a strip club, and she's like, no, why do you gotta go see some other girl's boobs? This is disrespectful. And Mackenzie, you're kind of on the same page with that.
I will tell you, I think it is so sexy when a guy's like, I'm just not into that. Like, I love, and then they mean it. I don't know if
I was going to say, guys, listen, tell her what she wants to hear. Yeah. Tell her what she
but
wants.
I think a man that isn't necessarily into that, I like that.
All right, 833-563-2539. Melissa, what do you think about Jewel Daddy possibly going to the strip club? Do you think it's a bad thing for the relationship?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like it's so degrading, first of all, to a relationship and disrespectful. And if that's the one thing that she's asking him not to do, then he should respect that out of the relationship. Not to mention, if you're going to go spend money on other girls, it should be your girlfriend. And would he like it if she was topless dancing in front of some guy that was paying her?
Great point.
Would you care? Do you think he'd care if you did like the dudes dancing? Do you think he'd have a problem, Liv, if you were even into that hypothetical?
He would probably rip their faces off if he saw that.
See, this is topless. See, I'm not gonna make people mad. To me, this is insecurity in relationships. If you have a problem with it, like that's why I feel. I feel like if you're gonna rip somebody's face off. But what's the jealousy for?
I think it's more of the fact that like he would want me to have like more respect for my body, and he sees like my body and everyone's body as a temple and something to kind of be protected.
Right.
And not be degraded.
And the money part. It's like you're just, these girls are dancing for you because they want your money. They don't like you, and you're just like, I don't know. I just feel like you have to pay to see this.
Allie, what's going on? What do you want to say?
I completely agree with Liv. I think that her request for him not to go is by no means unreasonable. Recently, I was married and my husband had a bachelor party and it was really casual. And I specifically requested, I said, please, 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 please don't go put your hands on another girl's body. That would just make me, it would make me feel awful to know that you were doing something like that. I don't think that it's ridiculous that Liv doesn't want that, especially in Vegas where like she said, it's the cream of the crop, basically.
And is it full nude there? I think there's, it's like you can do more there.
I don't know. I mean, even in a strip club anywhere else, like it's pretty darn close. I mean, you can pretty much see everything. So I don't know, but it's just, nothing's going to happen. It's just a dance, right? Right?
Well,
either way, it's another woman on your man.
You can get a private dance, or don't they have? I'm sure they have rooms for who
right.
knows? What
You're
goes
not going
to
bait me into answering that if I know or not.
You do the champagne room.
Anonymous, hey, thanks for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Do you think that like strippers are kind of disrespectful to a relationship?
Honestly, no. It just sounds like Liz is really insecure in the sense of that she's really controlling. And doesn't want her boyfriend to go out to a strip club. You know, it's a job, ladies. They got bills to pay. They got things to do. You know, they're just dancing. It's fine. It's a fun thing to do out in Vegas. I mean, she has other things to do, but, like, if you go to Vegas, the first thing you think of is a showgirl, right?
Hey, make sure you talk into your phone because I want to hear that. It sounds like your phone's against your boob. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So, I don't know. It's just so odd that you think it's a big deal that guys are going to strip clubs when strip clubs are just a job. You know, these girls are there to go ahead and make their money. They got bills to pay. They got things to do. You know, it's just a lap dance.
Where do you dance at? Where do you dance at, Anonymous?
I don't dance.
Dang it. Dang it. All right, I was going to support
you.
I'm
sorry. I'm actually a physical therapist, but I just think it's fun. You know, it's like when you're out with your girls and stuff, and you know, it's just something to do.
Yeah. All right, Liv, what did you say?
I just think that, you know, it isn't just a job. It's not like he's going to the bank to make a deposit. When you go to a strip club, there's one reason why you go there, and it is to see naked women. And a lot of times these women put their boobs and their booties and their other parts on you and in your face. And one, how many guys is this girl going up to and doing that? Honestly, it's kind of just unsanitary in my opinion.
Yeah, I would never look at a strip club as the most sanitary place. Ashley, what did you want to say?
I want to say I completely agree with you, Joe. If you have trust in a relationship, then it should be no problem. Like, that's, I do feel like it's an insecurity thing, but, you know, if they haven't been in a relationship long, that could be why she's feeling that way. I wouldn't mind if my husband went to the strip club.
Okay.
I just would not want to be with a guy who was like a strip club connoisseur who like, I mean, I just think it's skeezy.
Well, if he wants to go every day.
I mean, once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while is not that big of a deal.
But still, it's like, ugh.
All right, Mackenzie, be honest now. Jade, what's going on? What did you want to say? We got Liv, who has got the actual guy, Jewel Daddy, her boyfriend in Vegas, and the guys want to go. He doesn't necessarily want to go, but she's like, that's kind of disrespectful. I don't think he should go. And Mackenzie's in the same boat. She's like, yeah, you're right, Liv. He shouldn't go to that strip club. What do you think?
As somebody who's done something like that before, I mean, I do like cam girl stuff, so it's not necessarily the same, but people pay to see me. I mean, it's the same thing. I'm friends with a lot of dancers in the city. I don't think it's degrading. I think it's an insecurity thing, especially if you guys haven't been together long. Like, it's not like he's going every day. It's not like he's spending all his money at the strip club. It's not like he's going to the bunny ranch to have sex with other girls, because that's what that's for and not the strip club.
All right. I think, Jade, you bring up some good points.
Here's my thing. If you are a cam girl and you're doing things on a camera for men, that is fine. You do you, boo. Here is my thing. If a man is in a committed relationship, why is he seeking out a girl on a camera performing sexual acts and not being with his partner? That, I think, is kind of cheating, in my opinion.
I don't think it's cheating necessarily. But
a live cam girl is not cheating?
A live cam girl.
I don't think so. I think that if you're going to compare the two, though, and Jade, thank you. Why don't you DM us, let us know so we can support your channel. I don't think it's as bad as that. Like, I think it's... That's worse, I would say, than actually going to a strip club.
Do you know how much free adult films there are on your computer? Why do you need a live cam girl? There's so much free stuff out
there.
They're
free too, though, from what I've heard from different people that might have ever watched a cam show.
Does Lindsay care that you do any of this? Would she care that you go to strip club?
Porkchop's wrapping me up, and I'm going to follow his lead for once and not make a comment.
Oh, how convenient.